This next story is about that feeling of being stuck in a rut when making a new start feels impossible, and how a change of scenery can shift the way you see just about everything. But when the story starts, Bill Burnett didn't even realize how unhappy he was. Bill lives in Seattle, but at the time he was in the Bay Area working in tech. And as he describes it, he was not the easiest guy to work with.
I started a meeting. First words out of my mouth were, "This is bull." And it wasn't like, "Hello, thanks for coming to the meeting." It was just angry yelling. I didn't realize how crazy my behavior was at the time, but I was really unable to empathize with other people. And I think that's something that I had a little bit of that in me. And then you combine it with addiction and, say, a diagnosis of bipolar 2, and you could, I was hurtful to people. And so I was just pretty hopeless. And actually, I wound up after a while there trying to take my life. So. But what happened was then I was in this psych ward with other people. And I don't know if we're supposed to say psych ward, behavioral health unit, whatever. And I talked to somebody about their suicide attempt. And I had never in my life spoken to somebody else who had been through the same thing. It was like, whoa, you know this too. And then I started talking to other people there and like asking for their stories. So I realized, like, oh my gosh, these are awesome people. They're like, they're smart, they're funny, they're kind, they have this amazing resilience. And I really didn't feel alone, and I didn't feel like there was anything shameful about it anymore. That was a big shift. I never really had felt more like I belonged in the world. And I was very, very obese. At the time, I decided to go backpacking for 4 months. I figured I would die or lose weight. And literally, that's where my head was at. Like, I'll go either way here, but I gotta change something. And so that was a really, really profound journey for me. I had done like a 2-day backpacking trip when I was in high school. That was really about it. And was not in character. I mean, I was a couch potato. So my first day, it was really, really embarrassing. It was like, I couldn't even get up to, there's this little hike at Yosemite where you hike to the top of the falls, and I couldn't even get up that hike. I mean, it's a little bit of a steep hike, but I was watching out of shape day hikers run up and down, like, and so it was like that for me, but it was okay. You know, I kept plodding along. More than that, I spent a lot of time alone. And that's what was really game changing for me, was the time away from people. Like, I had been living in all this heaviness, right? Like, everything was so heavy and dramatic in my head all the time. And then I'm out there. It was like you would come on these alpine lakes and they're just crystal clear and you could see all the life in them. And, you know, like, oh, here's a pond, here's tadpoles, here's a marmot. They're totally, like, not impressed with my drama. They're like, yeah, we're just being us, man. What are you? It's like life happens constantly. And it was really beautiful. And that pressure, right? That pressure of, oh my God, I'm fat, I'm an addict, I'm a failure, I'm a washout, I'm a loser. It's like that feeling doesn't apply if there's nobody there to judge you. So that was really, really, like, it gave my soul time to breathe. I actually lost a lot of weight, so I was successful in that regard. And my mindset shifted. By the time I came out of there, I was like, you know, maybe I can figure out how to do life. Because what happened was I had, like, humility, all that arrogance, all that, like, I'm going to be this amazing thing and I'm so much better at this or that and I know everything. Like, all that stuff was gone and my attitude was like, can I even exist in the world? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I didn't know if I would be able to get a job. I didn't know if I'd be able to make money. I didn't know if I'd be able to hold a job. I just knew that I was no longer expecting anything to be handed to me. I knew after that backpacking trip, there's a state of existence wherein I don't feel hateful towards myself. There's a state of existence where I feel love for myself and love for the world. And that was true, too, of the like that connection to the people I met in that psych ward and never really saw again. That feeling of like being accepted and loved and loving and accepting them was that never left either. It was like, oh, my gosh, there is this. So I knew that there were these places where everything was OK, even when I was not feeling OK. Like I knew that that was available somehow. So I started in tech support, and I just had total humility. I like showed up on day one, and my attitude was like, I'm like an alien, and I need to figure out how to interact with these people so I can pass as one of them. So like, if somebody told me something that I already knew, I didn't say, oh yeah, I know that. I just like said, thank you. And if somebody corrected me, I just said, okay, got it, thanks. And I would ask them questions. I overcame social anxiety, which was huge. I mean, I just forced myself to start meeting people. And that first time out, it was like, I'm going to go to a meetup. And when you're literally so isolated that you're afraid to leave the house to go to the store, you don't even want to call and order pizza. It's really hard to like go to a meetup. But I did it and I made myself stay the whole time. And then I started doing little by little more and more things. And it was really, there were a lot of painful lessons there. I remember I had just gotten some kittens and I didn't realize people don't want to see pictures of other people's cats. And that was a very painful, like I was the really awkward guy, like, hey, here's my cat. Like, all of a sudden nobody's at the table anymore. What? So there were some painful things like that, but mostly they weren't.
Bill Burnett says there wasn't a single moment of transformation. It's a constant process, a rediscovering of humility and connection. And it's not over. But if he had to point to a moment, his mind goes back to that time in the wilderness, especially those crystal clear lakes alive with tadpoles.
We like to think we've got more stuff going on than tadpoles, but it's debatable. I'm also able to access that now when I'm like walking through the city or I'm at a social gathering. Like I see people and I see how we all have our insecurities and our desires. And I see people like trying to fit in or trying to figure out a way to get ahead in the world. And we're all like trying so hard in the same ways for the same things. And like, I just fall in love with freaking everybody. And so that moment, right? I mean, it's no longer tadpoles, it's people. And that is really true. Like, I don't think I'll ever feel completely alone again, because while I could be physically isolated somehow from the rest of the world, like, I know so deeply how similar we all are. And this is, you know, I used to look for ways that I was different from other people. I would try to separate myself. And now when it comes to like dealing with emotional pain, what really relieves it is looking at ways that I'm the same as other people. I spent the first half of my life thinking that I was stuck with certain thoughts and behaviors. And then I learned that I could change those things. And while I'm not like some master of it and I can't just do everything I want, like I do now see I could change things that I thought were unchangeable. So that would be the one thing that I would want to share with people is like, whatever is going on with you, if you don't like it, there's a very good chance that you have limits in your head that don't exist in the real world when it comes to changing the way you think and you act and that you experience life.
Bill Burnett is a software engineer, advocate, and storyteller in Seattle.